You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 24, Behind Blue Eyes, by The Who. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're taking a look at The Who's 1971 song, Behind Blue Eyes, a song that was part of a planned but unfinished film. We'll talk about the film and the lyrics in just a moment, but first, let's get a little background on The Who. Founding members Pete Townshend and John Entwistle met in high school in the Shepherd's Bush area of London. As teenagers, they formed a Dixieland jazz band with Entwistle on trumpet and Townshend on banjo. The band eventually evolved into a rock band, but in 1962, Entwistle quit to join a band called The Detours, featuring Roger Daltrey, a sheet metal worker who would later become the band's lead singer. Entwistle convinced Townshend to join The Detours later in 1962 as a rhythm guitarist. The next year, after some personnel changes, the band added drummer Keith Moon, who had left a surf rock band called The Beachcombers. In early 1964, The Detours changed their name to The Who. In those early years, The Who struggled for notoriety, and during this time, Daltrey, Moon, and Entwistle took odd jobs to make ends meet while Townshend attended art school. Before long, the band became regulars at the London club The Marquee. It was at this venue that Townshend, in an act of frustration with the house sound system, would first smash his guitar against the stage. This would later become a signature move in future performances. Gigs at the Marquee Club got the attention of manager Pete Meaden, who convinced the band to change their name to The High Numbers and adopted the fad of well-dressed British youth called mods. After an unsuccessful single, The High Numbers fired Meaden and hired Kit Lambert and Chris Stamp, who further supported the band's mod appearance and redirected their sound. The band changed their name back to The Who, and at the urging of new managers Lambert and Stamp, modeled their sound after soul, R&B, and Motown, which they dubbed Maximum R&B. Their audience growing, and the band getting the attention of legendary producer Shel Talmy, they released their first single as The Who, I Can't Explain, a Kinks-inspired rocker that cemented their popularity with the mod audience. The single only grew in popularity after the band made a memorable appearance on the Ready Steady Go television show, where Townshend and Moon both destroyed their instruments following their performance of the single. I Can't Explain was followed by Anyway, Anyhow, Anywhere, My Generation, and Substitute, and the band's fame continued to rise. After a few more successful albums, Townshend went into seclusion to write a rock opera about a deaf, dumb, and blind kid who played a mean game of pinball. The next year, in 1969, the band released Tommy, a double album that marked their abandonment of the mod music style, which was declining in audience. Tommy was loved by critics and was supported by a world tour where the opera was played in its entirety, and would later be immortalized in plays and film adaptations. Meanwhile, Townshend was looking for the next big thing to follow it up. That next big thing was going to be Lifehouse, a science fiction rock opera and film about a Matrix-type future where humans receive their nourishment and entertainment through tubes connected to a giant grid. I'll get more into the plot as we listen to the lyrics of a song that was intended to be part of the Lifehouse project, Behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience. Love is vengeance that's never free.
Lifehouse told the story of a future where pollution is so bad, the world's population is forced to wear life suits, which are connected by tubes to a grid, giving them food, sleeping gas, and supplying their entertainment. Meanwhile, a Woodstock-like concert is being planned for London, which promises to free the audience from the polluted lifestyle by producing a vibration so pure the audience's souls would leave their bodies. The main characters of the film are a family in Scotland whose daughter runs away to go to the concert, and the plot of the film sees the rest of the family cross central England to retrieve her.
No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
The song itself is told from the point of view of the villain of the film and the internal struggle of his dual nature and the control of his fury. Daltrey sings the lyrics perfectly, with a subtle but underlying rage that lies just beneath the surface of the song's verses, but comes out in a dramatic fashion during the song's bridge.
When my fist clenches, crack it open. Before I use it, lose my cool. When I smile, tell me some bad news. Before I laugh and act like a fool. And if I swallow anything evil, put your finger down my throat.
Prior to being part of the Lifehouse Project, the song itself came from an event following a Who concert in Denver, Colorado on June 9, 1970. After the gig, Townsend was greeted by a groupie. Not wanting to succumb to temptation, he went back to his hotel room alone and wrote a prayer which began with the lines, "If my fist clenches, crack it open." The lyrics later evolved into the Behind the Blue Eyes lyrics and released a year later.
What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.